No, it's Daedalus Howell, his evil, not quite twin, kind of like nephew. I think that's the relationship we decided to have. Oh, it's a big day. It's a big Thursday. I hope you guys are all enjoying it. I want to thank Jake Ward from Jake Ward Presents and North Bay Cabaret for coming in the last segment. But in this segment, we have Nina Gruner, and she is one of the impresarios behind Dear Jazzy, which is a fundraiser this weekend for Jaslyn Mejia. You know, I'm going to leave it to you to kind of tell her story. It's interesting, and what you guys are doing is wonderful. So let's kind of pick up with the backstory.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always good to have you.
The backstory on Jazzy, she is an 8-year-old who lives in Petaluma, which is where I also live. And 3 years ago, she was in a head-on collision, she and her father, with a drunk and high driver on Highway 121. Mm-hmm. And tragically, it left her paralyzed from the chest down. So she goes to school with my kids, and we've been close to the family for a couple of years. And a couple months ago, we found out that the settlement was appallingly low. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking to friends and family about what we could do as a community to make that right. The system just failed her this time. Right. The driver had no insurance. And so we decided, let's throw a benefit concert. And the concept is interesting. It's not my own. I lifted it from Kelly Corrigan, who does a similar event in Berkeley to benefit Oakland Children's. But we're combining story and song together. So we have three musical acts, and then we also have yourself included, couple of writers reading, and also some other spinal cord injury survivors who are going to tell their story as well.
It's going to be a pretty heavy night. I mean, it's some laughs, some tears.
I hope mostly laughs. Yeah. You know, there have been so many tears for this family that I think at this point, just pushing ahead, our big audacious goal is to try and raise $100,000. I don't know if we'll do that all on Sunday, but we also have a GoFundMe campaign set up, mostly because the therapies that she takes part in are very expensive, and we would love to get them into a house that is wheelchair accessible.
Can you tell us a little bit about Jaslyn, what she's like?
Oh, she's phenomenal. She's very funny and sassy. She loves the Warriors. She follows sports religiously. And she's also a phenomenal artist. And she's had to kind of relearn some of those skills with her new limitations. But when you watch her draw or paint, it's a pretty phenomenal thing.
That's great. And at the show, which begins 5:30 p.m. and goes to 9 p.m. at the Mystic Theater on Sunday, the 20th.
Yep.
You have a cavalcade of performers. Can you shout out some of them?
I would love to.
Because I think a lot of our listeners will know who they are.
Well, our headliner is Sean Hayes, Yay! Which we are just thrilled about. And then we also have the Royal Jelly Jive and Charlie Crockett playing as well.
That's great. Sean used to be my next door neighbor.
Oh, did he? Lucky you.
Did you know that? So when I was living in San Francisco a long time ago and I was single, whenever I was on a date, invariably some Sean Hayes song would come on, and my date would fall in love with Sean Hayes all over again. And when I was moving to Petaluma, the real estate agent says, "Well, your neighbor would be Sean Hayes." I'm like, "Ah, trust you, Mr. Hayes."
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, but he's a great guy and a great performer, and that's wonderful. That's going to be quite a show.
We're pretty excited. It's going to be a great night.
And there's a pop-up store element as well.
Actually, it's going to be a silent auction at the show, which begins at 5:30 that night. We had talked about doing a pop-up, but the reality was just having everybody together in one space made sense. And we have some phenomenal items actually available. I think Bug Deacon is a guest on this show frequently. He donated a big desk that's signed by all these amazing athletes.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
So that, a bunch of other stuff, mostly all local handmade items that So those will be available from 5:30 to 7, and the show starts at 7.
Oh, how fun is that? And is the complete Sean Hayes discography that makes Daedalus jealous going to be available? Because I would love to have that just for old time's sake.
We will make that available
Sometimes
to you.
I just knock on his window and say, "Sing to me like you used to sing to them."
So, we'll auction that off too. Yeah. Serenade by Sean Hayes.
That would go fast.
I know. I think it would go in a minute.
Okay, so Dear Jazzy, Sunday, November 20th, 5:30 p.m., 9 p.m., Mystic Theater, Petaluma. What's it cost to get in?
It is $48 per person,
awesome.
But that does include an hors d'oeuvre reception with some delicious food. We've got pizza pulitana, thistle meats, the oyster girls, seared lots of good food.
Griffo Distillery as well.
Griffo Distillery is going to be mixing some phenomenal cocktails at the bar.
That is really great. Mm-hmm. And you can get tickets online at Mystic Theater. That's retheater.com.
Correct.
And let's see. There was some... Oh, where else did we find out about this? I know Jaslyn has her own website.
She does have her own website, which is jaslynmejia.com. And you could also go to GoFundMe/Jazlyn, J-A-Z-Z-L-I-N, if you want to be part of the movement and can't make the event on Sunday night.
I think that's wonderful. Well, Nina Gruner, this is an awesome thing you put together, and the community at large thanks you, I'm sure. As do I. This is awesome.
So Thank you. I'm excited to be part of it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. It's Daedalus Howell sitting in for Steve Jackson on The Drive on KSRO.
Here's a Drive traffic update with Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Hey, nothing new on North 101. It's still recovering there after an earlier crash at Lucky Drive and backed up onto the Waldo Grade heading out of Sausalito and Mill Valley. 37, you will find a new slowdown, or at least a little more of an intense slowdown, right off the Petaluma River Bridge all the way out to the scene of this crash just beyond 121 involving a big rig. So real heavy there eastbound. Westbounders getting a look at all the action. That's why you're slow from right around Skaggs Island Road heading out towards 121. And the Narrows locked down heavy from Atherton all the way out towards the county line. Almost a billion children around the world live in extreme poverty. You can change or even save the life of one of those kids when you become a sponsor with Compassion International. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. And that's your Drive Traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Sonoma County's Morning News with Melanie Morgan, weekdays 6 to 9 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
For a limited time, the Drive Evergreen program from Sonoma Clean Power is providing SCP customers with incentives of at least $2,500 plus purchase credits, rebates, and tax credits towards the purchase of a new Nissan Leaf from Jimbo Nissan. As part of SCP's commitment to reducing vehicle emissions and getting more electric vehicles on Sonoma County roads, the Drive Evergreen program also offers SCP customers a free home EV charger. Visit driveev.org today for full program details. Limitations and to find out how much you qualify for. Then visit Jimbo Nissan, the Drive Evergreen from Sonoma Clean Power. Use clean electricity, save money, help the climate.
Purchase credits available 10/27/16 through 1/5/17 or while program funds last. Other provisions available for leases. SCP pays for charging equipment. Customer pays for shipping, handling, and installation. Limit 2 vehicles and 2 charges per electric account. Must obtain a verified SCP customer certificate at driveev.org to qualify for maximum savings. Customers are solely responsible for the negotiation of final purchase or lease terms.
The Mighty Quinn is the platinum sponsor of the Emerald Cup, the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, December 10th and 11th, 2016. The Emerald Cup is the premier organic cannabis cup competition in the entire world. 420 products aplenty from the Emerald Triangle will be on display. Mighty Quinn has the best booth, with all kinds of heady glass, the biggest display of Mobius glassworks ever, and all the gear necessary for the contestants to try their products. Mighty Quinn booth is appropriately in the Hall of Flowers. Four Mighty Quinns in Santa Rosa, San Rafael, Petaluma, and Napa. We have 12 pairs of free Emerald Cup tickets to give away. You can sign up for free at any Mighty Quinn. And remember, I guarantee it, you've not seen nothing like the Mighty Quinn or the Emerald Cup.
River Rock Casino is giving away two 2017 BMWs during their $180,000 cash-in and win promotion. On Saturdays, October 22nd and November 19th, you could be driving home in a brand new car. Come early for cash drawings at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. and make sure to be on hand at 10 p.m. for your chance to win a new BMW. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Cash in and win. Only at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
Get ready for Thanksgiving guests during the Early Bird Sale at Orchard Supply Hardware. Need extra room? Our resin folding table is just $30 and matching chair just $15. Get cooking with the Mission Grill Company's 6-burner gas grill or Smoke Hollow electric smoker, half off, your choice. And finish projects with the DeWalt 20-volt Max Lithium-Ion Drill Driver Combo Kit for just $149.99. Get these deals and more through Saturday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Visit Osh.com to find a store near you.
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And it's Daedalus Howell sitting in for Steve Jackson. If he's The Drive, I'm the valet, I guess. Well, I'm parking this thing, but I'm parking it where it should go with Clark Wolf. You know and love him from At the Table with Clark Wolf. That's noon on Saturdays, and you know him as sort of like the American dad of restaurateurs.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I hope not. I have not fathered anything that I know about. And I thought, as I saw you out through the window, I saw the jacket, I saw the hair, I saw the little beard. I thought to myself, Steve has had some really good work done. Oh my God.
Thank you. Is that a couple? I don't know.
No,
I said American. I was trying to make tie you into the, not Tom Hanks specifically, but the idea of sort of being a grandsire of a wondrous experience. A feel-good kind of thing, but...
All right, so therefore, since you put it so graciously and wonderfully, I'm going to tell you that I'm here to give you some bad news and some bad news.
Oh, good. I love it.
Yeah. The first bad news is very local. You know, I live in New York City on 42nd Street west of 11th Avenue because it's so quiet. Right. And I live in a 100-year-old logger's cabin in the Redwoods by the Russian River. And one of the things I've seen since I've been in that beautiful, magical spot since 1999, really, because I got hungry. I was in New York, and so now I go back and forth to eat, is that we've evolved as a not just produce area, because there are farms on either side of Armstrong Woods Road because it's floodplain, which makes great dirt, which makes great food, right?
Nice.
And little by little, this town that had been, it's been a lot of things, let me tell you, it's always been a party town, but all these bars used to be left and right of every sort. Now it's 21 restaurants.
Wow.
Yeah, 21 eating and dining establishments. And one of the most recent additions, which has been beloved immediately by the critics, certainly, and I went to the very first meal of the very first test, for the public, is at the first restaurant in Sonoma County, actually, to get a Michelin star many years ago, the Applewood Inn.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yep. So they redid it and they called it Revival. And Crystal Lucky, who has Boone Eat and Drink and Big Bottom Market and a lot of other things in town and a resort, was the consulting chef. And she brought in this wonderful, talented young man who's cooked at a lot of places. Very sweet. He's got, he's Canadian, so he's really polite. You know what I mean? And he knows he has healthcare. So anyway, but he was doing a lot of creative things, but in a very soulful, delicious way. Anyway, this is what happens when venture capital buys hospitality.
Oh, God. Okay, walk us through this disaster.
All right, well, basically what happened was I guess it didn't catch on as big and as quickly as it needed to. It opened in July. In the area like the Russian River, opening in July is really late. You need to open in the spring, so you have May, June, July to get going, to get the locals, comfortable, to book some weddings and some parties. And then you've got to get all of the harvest seasons, because the winter can be wet and quiet, right? Okay, and you have to adapt to that. And they did a lot of great things with the facility, but they didn't do some other things that they really have to do at that level. I'm not going to go into it because I charge for that. I'm a consultant, right? Call me. Anyway, so they decided, since they knew they were going to have a renovation in January or February of the whole hotel, of the 19 rooms, they were going to upgrade it a lot. They just closed the restaurant. Now, here's the really horrible part.
When you say close the restaurant, you mean like kaput, like done.
Like goodbye, like open table off. Like you go to the website and say, bye, we'll see you next spring. I mean, I had some friends who called and said, I was about to book a friend in bed. All right.
Not like closed to reopen down the road, but like closed, never coming back. See you later.
It's really not clear. And here's the tragedy. Okay. This Sunday, Michael Bauer of the San Francisco Chronicle was set to give it 3 out of 4 stars, which he almost never does to a new restaurant, very rarely does in Sonoma County, and would have made it a business by next Tuesday.
The irony.
The pain. And they could have been open Thursday, Friday, Saturday during the winter on a review like that and probably garnered enough. So this is what happens, folks, when sensitive decisions about mm-hmm. food and hospitality are made in a VC conference room somewhere in Silicon Valley. I mean, it's really a shame. I hope Ben doesn't go away because he's a really talented guy who's got some great soul and some good chops. And, you know, the first night I had this meal and I thought, this is ambitious. And boy, if he doesn't hit these notes right, you know, on the nose, yeah. on the head, this is going to be just strange. I got back there about 3 weeks later, and I was there with Ken Fishong from Sonoma Tourism.
Of course, yeah.
Ken has eaten everywhere all over the world.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, Clark, I'm here with you. Order. I ordered almost everything we had that first night on the nose. Boom, boom. And the flavors came, and you could see why he was doing it, but you didn't always have to care why he was doing it because it just tasted good, and it was beautiful at a higher level at the peak of produce. And so, Ben, don't go away. I also had him on my show, and he's a marvelous guy who has a real a wealth of knowledge. And so that's the first bad news.
Oh, God. Okay. So hopefully he'll find a home at another restaurant locally and keep doing his thing.
You know, if Krista has any backing and support, she's going to do some pop-ups with him through the winter. I don't know if they'll bring him back. I don't know what they're going to do. Already, they're not good at communicating. Right? I mean, they didn't tell their consulting chef, who is the unofficial mayor of Guerneville, that they were going to pull the plug. So these are not the wisest, most hospitable, most... I mean, the problem is hospitality is about personal relationships.
It's people. Yeah.
It's about people. It's about being nice and being helpful. And if they don't know enough to call her and say, hey, honey, listen, how should we handle this? Then they're going to be clunky. And it's going to cost them 10 times more money because they will be able to, if they want to, bring people from outside. Applewood always had people who never went into Guerneville because Guerneville was too funky and too crazy. Mm. And they would come from the other side through Pocket Canyon, you know, from Forestville. And they would go to Applewood. And it was lovely. And they'd stay there and run away. Right. I have friends from La Jolla like that.
They had no idea.
I have all kinds of friends. Anyway.
Wow, that's tragic. That's tragic, yeah. Man.
Oh, so coupled with that, I mean, I write for Forbes.com, and yes. I write almost every week, but not all the time because sometimes I'm too depressed. But anyway, I get to write tonight and probably tomorrow morning about a new development in American restaurant history.
Twist the blade. Twist the blade.
Yeah. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
Good, because it's fine for you to sit down now if you want to go out and dine at Mickey D. McDonald's is instituting national table service because we want more bad food brought right to you. Those tables are made out of plastic. The food is made out of plastic. Several of the people behind the counter were reconstructed from, you know, discarded plastic. Anyway.
They're the Chicken McNuggets of food service, yes.
You know, what's really tragic is that at the same time, Americans are learning more about food. They're being more demanding. This is what I love about corporate America. McDonald's has realized that America is becoming more demanding, so they're giving them the wrong thing. This is like new Coke. It's like when Coke said, people want food to be more authentic and more delicious and less sweet, blah, blah, blah. So we'll make something stupid. And we'll take the one thing in the entire soda range that people kind of like, which is Coca-Cola, and just sell it. You know, just put it in a glass bottle and give you some, right? No. We're going to make it new and improved, and it's going to taste more like Pepsi, and we're going to be stupid and lose millions. Yay!
This is a really weird move, because they're not, as you're suggesting, improving the menu or even the presentation of the items on the menu. They're just having a dude walk the Big Mac to your table and plunking it down in its wrapper, presumably.
I can only imagine. And you know, Saturday Night Live really does need to segue to a more comforting and gentle kind of skit.
Right.
And I think I see material.
The McDonald's waiter.
I mean, yeah. This is also, I mean, you know, their wages have to go up, right?
They'd have to, yeah.
Well, I mean, they already have.
Minimum, right.
Yeah, McDonald's pledged to raise all of the salaries of people working at their corporate stores, which is only about 10% of the total. Mm-hmm. And so if they're going to have to raise already, they thought, well, I can lower them again because of the tip thing. And now you're going to have to tip people at McDonald's. My tip is go work at Starbucks.
There you go. That's a real interesting disconnect there. When you say corporate stores, you mean corporately owned versus franchises.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so it's...
God, so are the franchises going to have to go to table service too? And what is this all? What's happening? Do they think that they're going to be Applebee's? Or, I mean, are they trying to class up their thing to that level?
Yeah,
class whatever up. Level that is.
Right. That's so scary that you said that. Yeah, they're reaching for the heights of Denny's. No, I mean, and the irony is that this is a moment where two things are happening. Mm-hmm. Number one, quick service, which is where you go up to the counter, you order, and they bring it to you. Right? Have you been to Sebastopol to Handline?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. What a great spot. Yeah. It's in an old Frosty Freeze, and they redid it, and it looks like we were joking about it, because I'm a Valley boy. I'm from L.A. originally, which is why I talk like this, not because I'm from New York. We were just really nervous in Los Angeles for years. Anyway, and it's... very LA without the problem of having LA outside of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, right. The world isn't paved around it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's room and there's some trees and life and whatnot. Nice. It's nice.
It's a pokey spot too. I found lots of pokey guys there.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Well, my kid did.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Under the soft serve machine. Yep. Yeah. So, but what you're doing there, and it's a big trend across the country, and it's in keeping with what Chipotle has been successful, and we can argue about them too.
Sure.
But it's about walking up and getting all the value in the food.
Right.
Not even so much in the ambiance. It's kind of simple, but not in the service, not in the fluff, not in the flatware, not in the sconces, not in the flowers, not in the chandeliers, right?
Right.
It's in the food.
Put it in the food.
Right. And so McDonald's is going the other way. We're saying we've taken all the value we could out of the food. We've squeezed that little sucker. We have to put some back. So what are we going to do to up this in some way that will help us be competitive? I know. Let's add some more anachronisms.
Yeah, let's humiliate a 17-year-old angry young person and make them walk to your table and serve you.
Yeah, it's like having your teenage kids serve you. Can you imagine? They'll throw the McBurger. I mean, yeah, right, Mom, yeah. Here.
God, Clark, what happened? What happened to the world? Can we trace this back to last Tuesday? Is that what happened?
Without question. We're going to have our McDonald's with gold thrones. Right. You know what I mean? Because this is his fault. Everything else, you know, and Doritos. Everything it's a weird little world we're living in. But I do think that in terms of food, things do seem to level out.
Yeah.
Right?
They go to the lowest common denominator. I mean.
Well, no. I mean, actually, this is the only trickle down there is that actually works. The people have gotten to know that good food tastes better and that you can really tell and that it's worth it. And, you know, in Europe, they spend 18% of their income on food and 8 or 9% on healthcare. And we brilliantly do the opposite.
Right.
We spend 20% on healthcare because we're poisoning ourselves with lousy food now brought to you by a cranky waiter.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. A little theatrics, a little floor show to keep your mind off what you're eating. Oh, Clark.
I know, right? Well, the good news is that there is a future generation. Tonight, I'll be at the gala, and you know this because I talk about it on Steve all the time, for Worth Our Weight.
Right.
Worth Our Weight is a wonderful apprenticeship program run by the beloved Evelyn Cheatham. Tonight, we're our gala, which is the 10th Third Thursday Dinner Series. We have this wonderful series where chefs come into Worth Our Weight Cafe and cook with the kids, and then we have this dinner for 50 or 60. Well, once a year, we have a gala. This one, again, is at Paradise Ridge Winery, overlooking all of Santa Rosa, all the sparkling lights of our area, right?
Lovely.
And Mark Stark, super chef from Stark Reality Restaurants,
nice.
Is going to be serving about 90 people a fabulous meal. With, of course, Paradise Ridge Wines and whatnot. And we are going to be selling next year's series, which has extraordinary chefs. We will end up next year back at Paradise Ridge. And I do know that Dusky Estes and Dan Kadan from Backyard and Dusky from, you know, Zazu are going to definitely be the two-star chefs of next year's gala. So there are good things, and the kids are learning a lot about cooking from great people.
Oh, Clark, I have lifestyle envy now. What am I going to do? How do I become you? How does anyone?
You start with a job as a waiter at McDonald's.
Right. And then you can finally end up on At the Table with Clark Wolf, noon on Saturday.
Noon on Saturday. This Saturday, I'm going to have the wonderful world traveler, Marlena Spieler. She's totally goofy. We're going to find out what she has that's edible that's in her purse, because there's always something. I mean, really, I always say, Marlena, I'm hungry. What's in your purse?
Oh, dear. All
and right. We're going to hear about her books. Anyway, it's going
to
be fun.
Thanks, Clark. Always a pleasure to see you, sir.
It's great to be
see you
here.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's The Drive with Steve Jackson. I'm Daedalus Howell sitting in. We'll be right back.
Win a Mercedes and cash November 4th and 18th. $100,000 in prizes guaranteed at Grayton Resort and Casino. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Kevin Durant, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play. 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
The son of a U.S. congressman has gone missing. 21-year-old Carl Conyers, youngest son of longtime Michigan Representative John Conyers, was last seen Tuesday at his apartment off campus from the University of Houston, where he's a student. Mom, Monica Conyers.
He's just a good boy. He has a good GPA. They gave him a scholarship to go there. All his friends at Cranbrook. Everybody who knows Carl likes Carl.
Because a U.S. congressman is involved, the Secret Service and FBI are involved in the investigation. Campaign sources tell ABC News that Mitt Romney, 2012 Republican presidential nominee, is under consideration by President-elect Trump for Secretary of State. The two meet this weekend. Separately, the president-elect had his first face-to-face with a foreign leader meeting at Trump Tower with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. solar panel manufacturer First Solar is slashing all 450 jobs at its plant in Ohio, the only U.S. facility it has, part of 1,600 jobs being shed worldwide. Richard Cantu, ABC.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC. The number of people filing for first-time jobless benefits last week fell by 19,000 to the lowest level since 1973 when Richard Nixon was in the White House. If that wasn't good enough, today we also learn housing starts jumped more than 25% higher in October to the highest level in 9 years, pre-recession. But what really pushed stocks higher today was Fed Chair Janet Yellen wiping out a lot of uncertainty for investors, saying that a rate hike would be appropriate and fairly soon. The Dow up 35, the Nasdaq up 39. Shareholders of both Tesla and SolarCity greenlighting the $2.5 billion merger of those two companies late today. And some good news, bad news at Walmart. Profits fell last quarter on a dip in sales of food that sent shares 3% lower. But Arkansas's highest court banning a labor union from protesting or demonstrating at any Walmart store or office in the whole state.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Sonoma County is the place to be if you want to start or grow a business. The Sonoma County Economic Development Board has named 2016 the Year of the Entrepreneur to highlight their confidential, no-cost services. If you're looking to start, relocate, or grow a business in Sonoma County, the Economic Development Board has a new website to outline services available to you. SonomaEDB.org has the information you need to navigate the startup process or take your business to the next level. With many business development resources, the website provides links to tools, economic data, workshops, and events. It can help you connect with mentors, funding, and other entrepreneurs. The place to start is SonomaEDB.org. The Sonoma County Economic Development Board celebrating the Year of the Entrepreneur. Here to help you start, relocate, or grow your business in Sonoma County.
This is Lawrence Amaturo, owner of News Talk KSRO, with good news from our community. From the upside, here's Steve Jackson.
Congratulations to David Cotting and Melissa Williams on another great summer of free live concerts at Montgomery Village. Tribute bands representing the Beatles, the Stones, Elton John, Jimmy Buffett, and even Frank Sinatra. Plus dozens more provided free live music every weekend and many Thursdays. But the big winners were local nonprofits who received almost $100,000 in donations. Thanks to Montgomery Village and their concert sponsors, Rodney Strong, Corbell, and Eagle Distributing. An 8-year total of nearly $500,000 has been raised for local nonprofits. Thanks to Montgomery Village.
Why not share your good news with me? My email is lawrence@mysonomamedia.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Looking for the best deals in Sonoma County is just a click away at mysonomadeals.com. You can get great deals on dining, entertainment, family fun, and more. Right now, get 20 Ultimate Car Washes from Splash Express for only $125, normally a $259 value. Savings like this and many others are only at mysonomadeals.com. But hurry, because each deal is for a limited time only. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Here's a drive traffic update with Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Okay, that Southern Marin commute is completely sold out now. Just forget about it. If you want to waste a lot of time, go get stuck on North 101 from the Waldo Grade into San Rafael. Most of that behind schedule. We can thank an earlier crash near Sir Francis Drake. It backed up traffic onto the grade. Now they have flipped the lanes at the Golden Gate Bridge. So now you're looking at slow traffic from before the Waldo Tunnel now all the way over the hill. Southbound slow from around the Waldo or just south of getting onto the span, but they are now going back to a 3M3 lane config North 101, that slow will continue. Mill Valley, Corte Madera, and stretches up into central San Rafael, and that Richmond Bridge is backed up all the way to 101. 37, a big rig crash just east of 121 on the shoulder, but it lengthened the slow traffic on East 37 from the bridge and westbound 37 from Skaggs Island. And that's your drive traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Clear skies tonight, low 41, 43 degrees on the coast. Friday has mostly sunny skies at 65, 63 on the shores. Overcast and rainy for Saturday at 60 degrees, 61 in Bodega Bay. A bit more rain for Sunday at 61 degrees, 59 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Riding home with Steve Jackson on The Drive on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
And we're back. This is Daedalus Howell sitting in for Steve Jackson. Steve Jackson partying in Georgetown, if you can call it partying, given what's happened. And knowing his political persuasion, it ain't happening. Whatever happened out there ain't happening. But what's happening now is we got Andy Graham. You know this guy. He's an independent solo artist and inventor. You never get those together, unless it's Da Vinci, right?
Kind of,
artist,
yeah.
Inventor. And but as a musician and a musical instrument maker, you have made some interesting and fascinating instrumentations, and you're going to demonstrate some of them, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Well, this whole thing, my 20-year reunion show I'm coming up here, is it's all around my didgeridoo and drum simultaneous playing, which kind of happened by accident 20
and this
years
is,
ago.
Yeah, this is your return to Aroma Roasters, so you'll be there on Saturday the 19th.
Yeah.
And you're going to be didgeridoo and drums. How does that happen by accident? record scratch, sorry.
I think it happened out of frustration 20 years ago. I was playing in a band playing drums and kind of a world fusion kind of project.
Uh-huh.
And I was also learning the didgeridoo. I was fascinated by it from a concert I saw in Seattle a year earlier. And I was kind of surprised I found myself playing a wind instrument for one, because
right.
I would have laughed in someone's face if they told me a year earlier I'd be playing one. But I was getting the didgeridoos ready on a rack system to put them on my drum set so I could play didgeridoo parts when I wasn't playing drums.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this whole system set up, and then the band broke up.
Right.
And it was like, great, band drama, all the stories
yeah.
you hear. So here I was sitting in my bedroom with this drum kit with rack-mounted didgeridoos on it, going, and no musical outlet. And I was like, okay, I wasn't playing a band. So I was like, And I just sat behind it, and I started thinking, well, maybe I'll try playing them at the same time, just kind of to entertain myself. And it started slow, and then it started building, and I started rehearsing. I wouldn't call them songs necessarily, but pieces that were just drums and didgeridoo together. And it's kind of like the old, remember the old commercial of the peanut butter and chocolate? And
you two mix great them tastes.
Yeah, it's kind of a magic combination, because it seems that no matter what I play with the drums or what I play on the didgeridoo, it always seems to sound okay, at least. You know, I'm not trying to put down what I do, because it's all, you still have to put some skill into it to get a composition. But I
that turn of phrase, the road to hell is paved with the didgeridoos and drums.
<It's> like, oh, and it has been at times. Believe me, I've woke up many times saying, what the hell am I doing? Right. But I got this a few songs, quote unquote, together, and
yeah.
I decided just to pull the trigger, and Roma Roasters down here in Railroad Square was having this thing called the Sunday Morning, it was like the Tea Room music series, and I was like, okay, that's pretty low risk, I can go in and I'm going to try this out. If no one shows up, maybe that'll be a great thing. And I just wanted to amuse myself, and I got really, I got physically ill.
Leading
up to I booked it, and after I booked it, it was kind of like that, that Talking Heads song, like, oh my God, what have I done? I just committed to doing this crazy
You're
thing.
You're going to be the guy who plays drums and plays didgeridoo at the same time.
In front of people. It's like, so I was like, okay, here, I committed to it. So it was in July of 96, and I showed up in the room and set up, and tried to compose myself, and a bunch of my friends showed up, and I got through it, and they really liked it. And
yeah, I was going
to
say, you probably blew their minds, man. I mean, that's an act. That's an Ed Sullivan style, throw a plate and a stick in, you win. I mean,
it's exactly. And it worked. It really worked well. And then that kind of set me off. One thing led to another. I played some local venues, and then I got a call. I set up a website, and I got a call from an internet company who was doing a trade show in Las Vegas, and they flew me out to Las Vegas to perform in their booth, and then to go to New York and perform. And it was just like, I found myself, I had been trying to get any level of success in bands for years. And then I come up with this crazy thing that I think I couldn't even really believe I was doing. And suddenly I was playing in front of all these people.
It becomes a career. That's crazy.
It did. I auditioned for America's Got Talent. I got in front of the judges, and then they cut the piece afterwards. But it was still great to be there.
You did it, yeah.
Yeah, it just over all these things over and over. And all these things have happened in between, you know, now and then, including inventing instruments and starting a company around one of the instruments I have here. And I'm just going to bring it all to Aroma Roasters and just like dump it in there and let it go.
Unique moment for you to have this 20-year retrospective, to go back to the place where it all started and just kind of look how far you've come.
Exactly. That's why I chose Aroma Roasters.
Or how far down the rabbit hole you fell. Yeah.
Yeah, or something. Or how high I've got on this weird drug I took. It's... So many metaphors, but it's wonderful because now when I first went to Aroma Roasters, I just kind of threw stuff together. I didn't have a set list. I just had these ideas. And now I actually have kind of a loose set list, and I have some different instrumentation that allows me to do more textures and flavors than I had when I started. So
yeah.
So it's going to be more like a real gig. It's going to be pretty exciting.
That's awesome. And in terms of instrumentation, you have brought one of your inventions, the slapstick, with you.
I did.
Which is a great term for what it appears to be, which is simply a stick with some kind of electricity running through it.
Kind of. It's even more primitive than that. It's a metal band, a packing banding that you see on a shipping crate, strung along an aluminum tube, and it's tunable. So it's pretty much a single string bass. I use the term bass loosely because I don't play bass at all. I can't play Mary Had a Little Lamb on a bass. But I was fascinated by playing with a bass at my friend's house one day. Playing with, not playing it. And just tapping on the strings, doing all my drummer things, you know, paradiddles. And I found that, wow, if you just play in rhythm on a string, it doesn't even matter what the notes are. You actually sound like you know what you're doing. So I found a shipping crate at a job I worked on, had a metal band across the lid, and I started tapping on it, and I loved the tone that came off of it. So it's kind of like one thing led to another things, and then I developed this thing. And
This is great, man.
It makes me sound like I know what I'm doing. Remember, I don't play bass at all, but with this I can, you know.
So. I feel like I'm in a Seinfeld episode. It's amazing.
Oh, I know. I so many times people saying, "You that guy that did the Seinfeld?" I'm like, "Yeah, I wish I was, but I wish I would have met that guy." You know,
he did it on a keyboard, as it turns out.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a YouTube video on it. I don't know why I did, but
I could have sworn that was a bass.
So did I. But that's amazing. That's the slapstick.
Yeah.
And we could buy these.
You can buy them. I'm actually going to be selling. I have a company. It was originally called the Slapperoo. That was the name I came up with it.
Right.
And it was a great name because no one was using it on the internet. But it also, it set me out there in the digital world. But it also, it's not the best name for an instrument, but I changed it to the company name. So it's Slapperoo Percussion is the company.
Nice.
And now I got the trademark Slapstick, and it's so much more.
It seems to fit the instrument. Yeah.
Yeah,
and for those out there, this looks like maybe a piece of the broomstick. It's got about the width of a broomstick with a knob on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the knob is the tuning. You can tune it. You can get really low and funky. Or you can get really high. You know, whatever.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break. You want to stick around and we'll talk a little more about what's going on with your gig?
Definitely.
Okay, we'll be right back on The Drive with Steve Jackson on KSRO.
I'm Laura Ingram, weekday mornings, 9 till noon on KSRO.
Stan Klaus, president of Crandall Roofing, with a roofing update and general reminder. Roofing season has begun, and like last year, it is shaping up to be a busy season for the industry. As you may know, last year was so busy that customers' wait times hit near records for reputable contractors. So while there's still time, let me ask you, have you thought about your roof lately? What does your roof look like? How long has it been since it was replaced? Like most things, roofs don't last forever. And with the pounding your roof took this winter, are you sure it will survive through another rainy season? So why take chances on having your project delayed by a last-minute rush or water ruining the interior of your home? Just give us a call here at Crandall Roofing and let us take care of your roof before the rains arrive in force. Just give us a call at 586-2500. That's 586-2500. Or find us on the web at crandallroofing.com. Crandall.com.
Crandall Roofing is a fully licensed and insured diamond certified company with decades of experience and thousands of satisfied customers.
The iconic Nick's Cove, an award-winning farm-to-table restaurant, is the only place in West Marin where you can enjoy fresh, locally sourced raw oysters and handcrafted cocktails overlooking Tamales Bay. While Nick's is known for their crab mac and cheese and crab cakes, Chef Austin Perkins' creations are beyond the usual. His menu sourced from local dairy and produce farms and the fresh seafood of Tamales Bay and nearby waters. Each dish is the perfect combination of comfort and refinement and the very essence of elegant. But it's hearty, farm-to-table cuisine. Nick's Cove Restaurant on Highway 1 in Marshall is only 25 minutes from Petaluma, a magical place to watch the glow of a sunset because every table has a view. Make dinner reservations or overnight accommodations in their luxury cottages at nickscove.com. Check out the beautiful boat shack on the pier where you can order cocktails and oysters while you're surrounded by beautiful water.
Tree.
Do you currently work in the tree service industry? Do you have the skill and the drive to be successful? Do you have no opportunities for advancement? Is your pay just okay? Do you need benefits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, it's time to give Western Tree a call. Western Tree pays top wages to their employees. You can compare your old pay stub to the new one, and you can see the difference. Western Tree works all year long. Western Tree is currently hiring skilled tree climbers to groundsmen, sales, estimators, truck drivers, equipment operators, and laborers. Western Tree has a competitive wage and benefits for all permanent full-time employees. And the company is diamond certified, so you know it's a leader in its field. Plus, you may even qualify for a signing bonus for some skilled permanent full-time positions. To set up an interview, call
707-235-7884. Yeah!
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, it's Daedalus Howell sitting in for Steve Jackson, who's in Georgetown for reasons we will soon learn about, hopefully next week, if he makes it back. And he will make it back, but he may come back with some Secret Service friends. I think that's the idea. He's trying to get a cabinet position. What would Steve be in the Trump administration, besides the voice of reason?
A greeter.
He could be the media czar, right? Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Wow.
I think he should be the voice of America. Steve Jackson, I would vote for him to be the voice of America. And the voice of the didgeridoo and the slapstick is Andy Graham. He's got a show on Saturday at Aroma Roasters beginning at 8:30. This is a 20th sort of anniversary, I guess?
Yeah, anniversary.
Yeah. Return to form for a gentleman who makes his own instrumentation. If you could hit that slapstick one more time just to remind our listeners. This is what's going to happen, man. Check that out. It's a stick. It's a stick, people. He's playing a stick, and it sounds like a bass. It's amazing.
I hit sticks, I blow into sticks, and I hit things with sticks. It seems to be a theme for me.
You got a stick thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the didgeridoo is just a hollow stick. This one that I brought is only, it's a practice one. It's only 2 feet long, but they're usually about 6 feet long. So
give us a sample. Yeah. While Steve's away, the mice shall play. Let's hear the didgeridoo, his least favorite instrument. Yes, I love it.
I don't do that hippy dippy stuff.
No, that you actually make that thing jam, man. You know,
yeah. Well, that was really what turned me on to it when I saw Stephen Kent play it up in Seattle. Like before I started it, I thought it was a synthesizer, some funky, like rhythmic synthesizer. And then I saw it was a guy blowing into a stick, and that's what really turned me on to it. Is I like anything that's rhythmic. This is like I like slap bass. You know, the same reason.
Yeah.
Anything with a rhythm, I'm all for. I'm all over it. And when I learned you can play it as a wind rhythm instrument, I was kind of morbidly fascinated. I still didn't really want to play it. I just was curious. I couldn't unsee it once I saw it. So
couldn't unhear it once.
Couldn't unhear it. Yeah. So it just really, you know, I just practice it with plastic pipe, you know, because that's a great way to get into it. And it just started flowing, and it's really just beatboxing into a tube. I mean, that's kind of the simple. That's the simple. I'm sure some of the purists out there are like, "Don't say that." But
that is the best description I've ever heard for an didgeridoo.
A little more to it, but that's kind of it. You know, it's really just what you put into it, and I like rhythm. So it's very.
So you're saying a plastic tube, like a PVC pipe, could be the gateway drug to a lifestyle of didgeridoo and degradation.
It was my downhill. that's what started it. Yeah, it's just a piece of plastic pipe, 1¼ inches. Maybe 4 feet long, and it makes a perfect instrument. I still have my original one I made somewhere, you know, and it's like it cost $1 at Home Depot.
Saving it for the Smithsonian, obviously. They're going to come acquire that.
Or plumbing my sink with it, something.
Right. Yeah. So can you circular breathe? Isn't that one of the tricks of playing the didgeridoo? Can you explain what that is to...
What it is, it's a little bit of a deceptive term. A circular breathing is really when you hold a little bit of air in your cheeks while you inhale through your nose, and you kind of squeeze that air out of your cheeks, kind of like you're spitting out a watermelon seed, that kind of sound. And it just gives the dig. And during that little bit, you're inhaling through your nose. And then you go back to your lungs. So you get this, you know, and you just end up mixing it into the rhythm. And it just kind of happens naturally after a while.
Smart. So you cover the sound you're breathing by making it part of the performance.
Yeah, the whole "I meant to do that" thing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like when the cat hits the window, you know, it's like they look like they meant to do it. It's same idea. And it's... Yeah, and it just incorporates into the rhythms that you end up doing, if you play rhythmically like I do. Not everyone does.
I love it. So after Saturday, your big gig, 8:30 Saturday at Aroma Roasters, what happens? How do you go on with your life?
I have no idea. I guess I got to start planning my 40. You know, maybe book it at Aroma's if they're still there.
Do you only come out every 20 years with the...
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm actually starting to perform a lot more. I'm going to be doing a lot more shows again. I've been running the Slaparoo business for quite a while, and it kind of took me away from solo performing.
Yeah.
But since then, I invented some more instruments, including the drum kit that I'm playing that night. Pretty much almost everything you see is going to be stuff that I invented.
I love it. And then where can we find your business online?
Oh, to slaparoo.com. That's the great thing about the word slaparoo is that I own it on the web. So you just type that into Google and you'll go right to slaparoo.com and you'll see all the different instruments.
And that's S-L-A-P-P?
No, S-L-A-P-E-R-O-O.
That would be slaparoo.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Damn it. Where were you at when I came? And then also andygram.net is kind of my main site that has all my other musical weirdnesses and inventions.
No, that's great. And so you're not the victim of some kind of curse where you have to, you'll have all the success as an instrument maker, but every 20 years you must come back to Aroma and perform. That's not the issue?
I don't think so. I hope not. I mean, I'll cheerfully go back to it every time, but no, I don't. I think I just have a curse of being a semi-autistic weirdo that like sees metal shapes and wants to turn them into instruments.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear some more of what either instrument you care to play, and
okay.
We'll take that to the 55.
Yeah.
Andy Graham. Check him out. Saturday, 8:30 on the 19th there at Aroma Roasters. That's in Railroad Square. Promises to be a very cool gig of original instrumentation and compositions by the maestro himself. And check him out at slaparoo.com. That's with a single P. And andygraham.net. Thank you, sir, for coming.
No problem. It's a free show. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Here we go. Well, thanks a lot. We're going to take a little break here on KSRO. It's The Drive with Daedalus Howe sitting in for Steve Jackson. We'll be right back.
Here's a drive traffic update with Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Okay, South 101 has gotten a lot more intense as you inch your way down into Santa Rosa. Look for backups around Shiloh all the way down to Corby. So those delays have lengthened by a couple of exits on South 101, but no particular reason why. Northbound is filling in nicely from Wilfred out to Baker and then 12 up to College. Look out at the College exit from North 101. Reports of a stall at least partially blocking that ramp. Almost a billion children around the world live in extreme poverty. You can change or even save the life of one of those kids when you become a sponsor with Compassion International. Find out how you can help at compassion.com/radio. And that's your drive traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Whatever legal problems you may be facing, Carrillo Law can work with you to solve them.
Tracy Carrillo is an experienced trial lawyer who has handled every kind of criminal case, from juvenile matters to misdemeanor driving under the influence to civil litigation and victims' rights. Tracy Carrillo will work with you to find the solution to your criminal or civil justice problems. Carrillo Law is focused on providing high-quality legal service and client satisfaction. Carrillo Law wants to solve your legal problems. As your fearless advocate, Tracy will always be ready to fight for you. Call for a free consultation at 595-0088. That's 595-0088. Tune into the Carrillo Law segment, Justice Gone Wild, with Tracy Carrillo, Mondays on The Drive. As a former prosecutor and now trial attorney, Tracy provides an interesting perspective on the justice system.
Community pride, it's all inside. We're Petaluma Pride.
If you think a home refresh might pick up your spirits right now, the most economic first step would be new window coverings. Shopping for a single window treatment? Redecorating your entire home? Or looking for a great design idea? Don't go to the internet. The best local professionals are right in your backyard. From the moment you step through the door at Blinds Direct in Petaluma, you'll experience why shopping local just makes good sense when you're looking for custom window fashions and interior design ideas. The staff at Blinds Direct has received extensive training on everything windows and proudly represents Hunter Douglas window coverings, locally owned for almost 30 years. Blinds Direct will give you the best possible service, including home visits and installation. 420 Lakeville Street in Petaluma or Blinds Direct Petaluma. .com. Blinds Direct is
Petaluma Proud. Did you know Sonoma County has one of the highest volunteer rates in the nation? That makes us Sonoma proud. United Way of the Wine Country needs English and bilingual volunteers for the United Way led Earn It, Keep It, Save It free tax assistance program. Help low to moderate income working families and individuals get back the money they deserve at tax time by training as a volunteer. Too many local individuals and families struggle to make ends meet. You can really help. No prior tax experience needed. More than $25 million in refunds have been brought back to our communities through the Earn It, Keep It, Save It program. Volunteers help ensure all tax credits are taken by those who qualify. Become a tax preparer, greeter, resource table assistant, or interpreter during tax season. Show your Sonoma pride. Volunteer today. It's fun, rewarding, and a great resume builder. Training is free. Learn more at UnitedWayWineCountry.org or call 528-4485.
1350 KSRO.
River Rock Casino is giving away two 2017 BMWs during their $180,000 cash-in and win promotion. On Saturdays, October 22nd and November 19th, you could be driving home in a brand new car. Come early for cash drawings at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. and make sure to be on hand at 10 p.m. for your chance to win a new BMW. Details at RiverRockCasino.com. Cash in and win. Only at River Rock Casino. Just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
More than 1 in 3 American kids has lead in their blood. No level of lead is safe. Lead poisoning causes learning disabilities and behavioral disorders. Has your child been tested? Learn more at leadsafeamerica.org.
I'm Kevin Durant, and this is where the Warriors play. 1350 and FM 103.5, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The saying is that politics makes strange bedfellows. That's on display in the Trump transition. Campaign sources tell ABC News that the president-elect will meet this weekend with Mitt Romney about the Secretary of State's job. During the campaign, Romney called Trump a phony and a fraud. Trump responded that Romney was a loser. The president-elect took his first face-to-face meeting with a world leader, welcoming Japan's prime minister to Trump Tower.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe met with President-elect Trump, saying he was, quote, honored to be the first world leader to meet with him. Following their meeting at Trump Tower in New York, Abe took a few questions from reporters and through a translator said the meeting was, quote, very candid, very cordial.
I renewed my conviction that together with Mr. Trump, I will be able to establish a relationship of trust.
Abe called Trump a leader he can have great confidence in. He did not respond to questions about what the two specifically discussed. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Appearing before Congress, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said repeal of the Dodd-Frank Act, as called for by some congressional Republicans, would put the U.S. economy on weaker footing. The law was enacted to rein in the financial practices that resulted in the fiscal meltdown of 08 and the Great Recession that followed.
I certainly would not want to see all the improvements that we have put in place. I wouldn't want to see the clock turn back on those, because I do think they're important in diminishing the odds of another financial crisis.
Carl Conyers, 21-year-old son of longtime Michigan Congressman John Conyers, is missing in Houston, where he attends the University of Houston. Last seen Tuesday, mom Monica pleading for help.
Anything that you hear or see, even if the slightest little thing, you may not think it's a big deal. It may be a big deal to us.
The FBI and Secret Service working with Houston police. Wall Street, the Dow closed up 36 points. You're listening to ABC News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, and chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.